Halfway through his first term and seeking a second, it's time to chart the symbolism of Obama's presidency. Just his name alone, Barack Hussein Obama, is symbolic of the obliteration of America's once white Christian identity. Apparently, this was the aim of Obama's Chicago Enablers, a group of Jewish activists and financiers led by Betty Lou Saltzman and Penny Pritzker, who used their influence to buy America's first black president. Not that Obama has any merits of his own. He has none. He obtained his 2004 Senate seat by the slick and low campaign strategizing of one David Axelrod, a Chicago Jewish ad man who was hired by Betty Lou Saltzman and Penny Pritzker. Axelrod dug up some dirt on Obama's opponents, Hall of the Republicans, and Ryan, Hall of the Democrats, and Hall and Ryan of the Republicans, and smeared them in the Jewish-owned press. Obama was then made president via Axelrod's Madison Avenue slick slogans, gimmicks, and crowd extravaganzas. Thus, the symbols of the abomination of America are based not on virtue, but on bad form. Now it's all a matter of smoke and mirrors. Take Obama's budget cuts this week, for instance. Indeed, Obama's new budget director, Talmudic Jew Jacob Liu, calls these budget cuts in Talmudic doublespeak tough choices. These tough choices will only deny some heating subsidies for the poor and a few less dollars for the hungry. It will not save our economy. It will not bring our jobs back from foreign nations, China and India, sent there by Jewish finance capital. But funding wars for the Zionists and our $3 billion a year outlay to Israel will keep on flowing. Those tough choices by Talmudic Jews in high places like Talmudic Jew Jacob Liu will never be allowed. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are warning Americans that the symbols of the abomination of America are crafted by Zionists who pull the strings of presidential puppets. Was Obama born in Hawaii or Kenya? Did he ever attend Columbia or Harvard? Does a birth certificate exist anywhere in this world of this specter who now inhabits the White House? The records are sealed, and so is the fate of Zionist-ruled America.